This is Akashvani, the news read by Nobanita Adhikari. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Naxalism does not benefit anyone and that only peace can pave the way for development. Addressing the closing ceremony of the Bastar Olympics in Jagdalpur, Chhattisgarh, he reiterated the government's resolve to end Naxalism by March 31, 2026. He said the centre has decided to transform Chhattisgarh's Bastar division into the most developed tribal region in the country over the next 5 years.
In the next 5 years, we have decided to make Bastar the country's most developed tribal division. In this endeavor, the Chhattisgarh government under the leadership of Sri Vishnudev Sai and the government of India under the leadership of our Prime Minister Narendra Modi will move forward shoulder to shoulder to make Bastar a developed Bastar.
Viksit Bastar banane ke liye hum aage badhenge.
The Home Minister appealed to those still associated with the outlawed Maoists to lay down their arms and join the mainstream of society. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has conducted searches at 40 locations across multiple districts and states as part of an ongoing probe in the Saqib Nachan case, connected to an ISIS-linked module. Saqib Nachan was earlier arrested by the National Investigative Agency for his alleged active involvement in promoting terrorist activities. The Enforcement Directorate conducted searches at Padga Borivali region near Mumbai, Delhi, Kolkata, Hazaribagh, Prayagraj, Daman and Ratnagiri, among other locations. During the course of search operations, cash, gold jewellery and incriminating materials were recovered and seized. In Kerala, the Congress-led opposition UDF made gains in the local body elections across the state. The BJP-led NDA also registered significant progress, particularly in the state capital Thiruvananthapuram. The UDF emerged with a majority in 367 gram panchayats, while the LDF secured control of 234. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed gratitude to the people across Kerala for voting for NDA candidates in the local body polls in the state. The nation paid tributes to the security personnel and victims who lost their lives while defending the parliament during a terrorist attack 24 years ago on 13 December 2001. A condolence meeting was organized at the Parliament House premises to pay floral tributes to martyrs who sacrificed their lives during this terrorist attack. A solemn tribute ceremony was held outside the old Parliament building, Samvidhan Sadan, where President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan led parliamentarians in offering floral tributes. During the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid his respects, along with leaders from both the ruling NDA and the opposition. Amid deteriorating air quality in Delhi NCR, Commission for Air Quality Management has invoked Stage 4 of the Graded Response Action Plan after the air quality index neared the severe plus mark at 450 yesterday. The AQI of Delhi, which was recorded as 431 today, at 4 p.m. exhibited an increasing trend and has been recorded as 446 at 6 p.m. on the date owing to slow wind speed, stable atmosphere, unfavorable weather parameters and meteorological conditions and lack of dispersal of pollutants. India Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave conditions at isolated places over interior Karnataka and Telangana. Today, dense fog conditions are also expected to prevail today over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh. IMD said that thunderstorms and lightning conditions are expected in parts of Andaman and Nicobar Islands till the 15th of this month. In men's cricket, India and South Africa head into the third T20 international in Dharamshala today, with a five-match series is currently tied at 1-1. The match will begin at 7 p.m. With the third T20 set at Himachal Pradesh Cricket Association Stadium, both teams go into this match with momentum and swings and plenty to prove. And that is the end of this news bulletin.